Welcome to Daddy versus Doctor. Here are your hosts, pediatrician Dr. Scott Cohen and comedian Sebastian Maniscalco.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Daddy versus Doctor. My name is Sebastian Maniscalco, pediatrician Dr. Scott Cohen.
Hello.
Are live here in the podcast dungeon. What's going on this week with myself with parenting? Again, I'm in a different stage than you are. I'm happy actually that you've been through this stage.
Right.
However, you haven't been through it with a boy, but you've seen boys, obviously, in your office.
Right.
Is there anything to the science of having a boy and having to run this kid like a horse during the day, so at night, or I should say throughout the day, his behavior is not so volatile? Is there something to be said about a pent-up testosterone that boys have?
I mean, I think definitely in general, there are some kids who are more active. And I, you know, not to be biased one gender over another, we do see that boys, you know, tend to be a little more active. I mean, there are a lot of kids, especially in Caruso's age range, like that 2 to 6 age range, where it's like from the second they wake up to the second they go to sleep, it's like Tasmanian devil, like nonstop movement, right?
Yeah. And I saw this yesterday firsthand. He's right now, he's in like a little camp at the house where it's 2 or 3 other kids.
I thought you were going to say like locked up in a room.
He's tied in a cage. No, he's running around with them. They do the stuff on the lawn. They're doing like obstacle courses and whatnot. So yesterday I said, you know what? After that, I'm going to take them. And we did scooters.
Yeah.
I had similar to what is like a bird scooter. And he had like a little 3-wheel scooter. And we went down the street. There's like a little hill.
Right.
And we went down and I was showing him how to, you know, put your back foot on the brake, ride the brake, let it up. But then we have to come up the hill, right? And then I don't know if you've ever tried to go up a hill at this age on a scooter, just with one foot.
Yeah.
Almost like a skateboard.
You might as well put it on your back.
So we did this 10 times, right? He's like, all right, Dad. I go, okay, let's go fly a kite. So we went in the back. Have you flown a kite lately?
No, I was going to say, you have a kite?
I have 4 kites.
Wow.
Okay. I remember a kite, you just threw it up in the air,
yeah.
It caught the wind, and you were going. Now, I don't know if I'm doing it wrong, but I can't catch a good flight on the kite.
You're like running like crazy down the hill.
Well, I told him, run the opposite way that the wind is coming, right, to catch
Very good, yes.
So I got this kid going up and down the lawn, right, for about an hour. I said, what do you want to do now? He goes, let's go swimming. All right, get in the pool. Put him in the pool. He did dives for about 7 different objects in the bottom of the pool. He came up. We did that for 45 minutes. Then he took a bath. And I was telling Lana, I go, if this kid comes out of the bath,
right,
we're still running.
Right. Now I need a nap just like hearing the story.
I needed it.
How did you do that?
So he was not exhausted, you know, running around like nothing happened.
Yeah.
But at night, and I don't know if this is coincidence, we didn't have the outbursts we had the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if that was due to the fact that we ran this kid like a bull.
Right. No, I think there is something to that. You know, you tired him out. He got all his energy out. So there's not that pent up energy at the end of the day that I'm not tired and now I'm or overtired and now I'm having tantrums and things like that. You know, it goes to with education and how everybody learns a little differently, but we're set up and structured one way, right? We're structured to kids who can sit in their chair or sit in circle time and not fidget and look at the teacher. And a lot of us, I know I'm this way, need to like stand up and walk around and move our bodies. Like they did fine. They're a different type of learners. And a lot of boys especially are very kinetic learners, right? We have to move our bodies because it's not easy just to sit still. And that's not ADD. That's just a different way of doing things. We've just always been structured one way more than the other. I mean, don't you see that between your two kids?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, I just behaviorally, I think Serafina is just leaps and bounds ahead of Caruso. Mm-hmm. When Serafina was four, we didn't have this type of like defiance
right.
that we're having with him. I'll give you another example of what he did, and I don't know if this is just boy or what the hell you attribute this to, but he don't want to wear a diaper anymore to bed.
Okay.
Even though he's pissing his
in the bed.
Is piss out of line?
I think that's okay.
Well, do you use it around the office?
No.
You piss your pants?
No. No. Because I don't have a lot of mafia patients.
I had no idea mafia also was
you,
using the
did
word.
Did you piss? Well, you have the SH in it. You piss your pants? No, we don't. You know, we urinate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's still going in his diaper, but he's like, I go, listen. And I made this up.
Right.
And I don't know if I heard this from you or if this is my own logic. I said, 3 nights, no going in your diaper. Okay. You could take it. Is that medically proven?
No, 3 may not be enough. Okay. Just because he may be 3 and then he's wet a couple times. I mean, I usually say if you're dry in the morning for a good couple weeks, you're good. But look, hey, you can always try it.
Well, I'm telling him 3 times.
Yeah.
And he came out this morning dry.
All right. There's all right. One.
I knew he was lying.
Oh. how did you know he was lying?
He goes, Dad, I didn't pee my diaper. And he had a dry diaper.
Uh-huh.
Now, I looked at the diaper, and obviously it was crisp, fresh. So I walked in his room. I go, where'd you hide the diaper? Because I looked in the garbage. Uh-huh. I didn't see it. And he starts smiling. I go, you lying to me that you? And he goes, I hid the diaper. I go, where is it? He's like, find it. I'm like, hey, it's right.
Now it's a scavenger hunt for dirty diapers.
I'm looking around the room.
I didn't. This is fun at your house. I'm going to hide stuff.
He hid it in his top drawer. It was in his top drawer. Just okay. Pissed. Now, if I was some dumbass parent, right, and believed him,
right,
this diaper would have been sitting there for
fermenting.
A week, and next thing you know, we had to exterminate the room. But, and then I started thinking, I'm in for a long haul with this kid.
Yeah.
Ultimately, and I wanted to ask you, what is the end goal that you want to accomplish as a dad with your daughters when it's all said and done, they left the house.
Right.
What are we trying to achieve when it comes to our kids? Is it, do you want them to be more successful than uh-huh. you? Do you want them to just be happy, whether they're doing something that might not make a lot of money or what have you? What is it? What are we striving for here as parents?
Right. Didn't Jimmy Kimmel say to not bail him out of jail? Was that?
That is a definite goal.
Definite goal. I know. I think everybody would say the road, I just want them to be happy.
Do they? Do
but,
you know?
I but mean, like, I know. I know. I want them to be happy, but at the same time, I want them to find things in life that they enjoy, that bring them enjoyment and success. I think they go hand in hand, right? If you enjoy the things that you're doing, you're more likely to be successful at them. And I don't think you're right. I don't think it's the amount of money. But I want them to be, I mean, it's stereotypical good people. What does good people mean? But that, you know, they appreciate their family, their friends, the people around them, and that they, I mean, live happy lives. How do you say it? What do you think?
I'll give you an example of what I'm kind of striving for.
Yeah.
I envision in my head Caruso's 25, right?
Right.
And me and him are out at a social gathering.
Right.
And he's just dressed beautiful, Windsor knot, the whole thing. And he comes up and he introduces, hey, my name's Caruso Maniscalco. Nice to meet you. This is my father's. Like having like a way about him, like manners,
right?
Respect.
Right.
These are the things that I am like striving for ultimately. But now that your kids are in your teenage years, do you often like look back and go, oh man, let's say if
if I could rewind, right?
Yeah, if you rewind, you know, when she was, you know, this and that happened in your house, but like for a lot of families, let's say the kid sleeps in the parents' bed mm-hmm. until they're 15 or right. whatever the hell it was.
I would have done that differently, right? Exactly.
Yeah, I wish are there things that you're seeing in your daughters now that you wish maybe you would have tweaked as a parent, maybe at 5 or 6 or 7, you know, because like right now I'm seeing, I'll give you an example. Yeah. Right now I'm seeing with my kid, he came in the other day with his friends, and he came in and goes, this is my house. And I'm like, you know, let's tone it down with the, you know, this is my house. And it was almost, I felt, and it could have been just a general statement, but I want them to come see my room. I don't want them to show off.
Right.
Okay. Right. And I'm like, okay, I gotta adjust this now, because I don't want 10, 11 years old. He's right. This, look at this.
You want to be able to look at your child across a room and be like, I'm proud of the person that they've become.
Yeah.
I mean, I think one of the greatest things as a parent is when other people tell you how wonderful your child is without being asked, right? So a teacher, a family friend says, you know, oh, I ran into your daughter and she is so well-spoken and mm-hmm. so polite. Those things matter more. Nobody sees their grades. Nobody sees, you know, their resume, but they know what kind of person you are. And it's funny you said that, because I mean, there's still things that I think about. I mean, I would love them to go to great colleges and have great jobs and be successful. In the back of my mind, and I think I put a lot of pressure on that, you know, why did you get this grade on a test? And then I stop and think, do those things really matter, mm-hmm. right? In the end, 20 years from now, is the B on the math test really going to be the thing that I should have harped on at this age? And I still think about it, and you know what? Next week, I'm gonna do the exact same thing. And it's hard because I wrestle with that too, you know, because it's nice to be like, oh, my child goes to this school and does this well and has this job. And who's that a marker of? Is it them, or are you looking at it as a marker of your success for them?
Yeah.
It should be their success for themselves.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. It's really nice to hear from other parents. Wow. Sir Ferdinand Caruso. And listen, it's literally like I'm dealing with two kids. In Caruso at school, mm-hmm. teacher just says just that. What a sweet kid! He ain't pissing in diapers at school and right. hiding it in the. You know, why is he doing that at home?
I get away with it. No, he knows how to who to relax around. You know
why? I guess the question, the bigger question is, why is he relaxed
around you? Why are you scared?
I'm thinking to myself, I would never do that around my dad.
Right.
I would never piss in a diaper.
But I like his little sly smile with you. He knows.
I know.
Yeah, it's a fun thing with dad. Now we got a dad game. Dad's going to go find my dirty diaper. I'm going to start hiding poop around your house and just see what happens.
I just don't want at 19 to go in the drawer and there's methamphetamine
right.
that he's hiding. You know right. what I'm saying? It's toy time here.
Toy time.
At Daddy versus Doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So this is the first time I'm actually seeing a little variation done to, I'm assuming.
Barbie.
This is Kent. Is that Barbie in the?
I got Barbie cutie reveal. So I think you don't know what's in here. Did you see the Barbie movie? Is it out yet?
Is it out yet? Barbie movie?
Oh, I like surprises. Right, try me.
What, yours first?
No, go ahead. What do you got, Ken? You know what's interesting about that is Ken is wearing an outfit that I could see you wearing at the pool.
No. Yeah. Not my vibe.
If anybody could write into the show uh-huh. and explain to me why the characters are always either stapled or tied to the back of the plastic is, why is
how
it?
How many people are stealing Ken dolls?
I don't know. I don't know why that is.
But why do you say it's a 2023 Ken doll?
tell you.
Okay. All right. This is nice. I think I need like some scissors though.
Now,
I got it.
I gotta get your take on the Ken doll.
Oh, he's got a bun
with the man bun.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
No, very, very stylish Ken doll. Actually, I dare to say that this is not Ken.
It's not Ken.
This, by the looks of it, could be Ken Martinez or a Ken, maybe a Middle Eastern Ken.
It's 204.
They're not even giving them names anymore. No, it was just a number.
Number 204. No, because look, there it is. See, look, there's all the characters, all the new characters, all Barbie's friends on the back.
204.
He's the first one. He's 204.
Okay, can we look up Ken 204 and if he has a name?
I like the yellow.
That's sad. They didn't even come with a name.
Like,
well, what about Ken? Ken and Barbie, and then everybody else is just a number now. Everybody on this thing is it has a number.
Fashionista. So maybe it is.
No, because like, there's a blonde Ken, there's a black Ken.
Right. I think the point is everybody can be a Ken.
No. Listen, Ken was Ken. Now, if we want to start a different line, we have Ken's friends. We have Frank.
Right.
Maybe we have Manuelo. No? This is Ken. So everybody's a Ken now. Regardless of, I'm sorry. It's a,
it should be Ken's friends. Yeah.
Ken's friends. And Barbie's friends. So and Barbie's what the Barbie friends, now is, have, it's just Barbie's Barbie. And then the next girl, and if she is Chinese, her name is Julie. Look at you. I'm tap dancing around this because you have a practice. But I'm just saying, if there's a Barbie is the Barbie and Ken is the Ken, and any additional people are now their own people.
Well, now this is Barbie Jungle Series. Are all the animals Barbies? Let's see what's in here.
Oh, okay. Take that out. What's this? Hold on. That came out of the box?
Yeah, that's a monkey Barbie. Wait, is she in here? Barbie. Dressed as a monkey. The Jungle Series is they all have costumes. Maybe this is like her rapper costume. She comes out as a monkey. Look at that.
All right. Now I'm trying to figure out what the spin is here. Does this have a name?
Yeah, this is a Barbie Jungle Series.
Barbie Pet
Cutie Reveal.
Okay.
So each package you're revealing a different Barbie costume. It's a surprise. And it could be the elephant, the tiger, the parrot, or the monkey. So you can collect all four of them. I think Serafina would like that. And I think Caruso would like Man Bun Barbie.
Okay.
I mean, Ken.
Okay, so are we in agreement that this is the original Barbie?
No, that's not. That's Rave Barbie.
Well, no, but it's like take the hair. Make Chelsea. This is Chelsea.
Oh, that's this not Barbie.
Is not Barbie. Is Chelsea part of this? See, I don't know the Barbie story.
I don't know
the Barbie. That's why I'm looking forward to the movie coming out because are there characters in the Barbie world? Oh. Is there more?
Yeah. So you get accessories. So it must be that each one of them are a different person. Other than Barbie, I like the idea of the surprise. I like opening something. I don't know what it is. It's like opening baseball card packs. And then, you get little accessories. You got a little monkey that goes with her monkey costume. We've opened a lot of toys that come with these surprise bags. Oh, she can change her shoes. Oh, she's got Nike Air Force Ones with sunglasses. I actually like this. She's got a star comb and sponge. And she's got, what she got? Spandex biker shorts.
Okay. No.
But they should tell, I am surprised they don't give names.
Okay.
Let's see.
What I'm going to do next.
Yeah.
What I want to do is take the pants off right now. growing up, mm-hmm. this is what we saw on dolls, right? There's no genitalia.
Right.
And if you do this to the women, right, there should be no genitalia. What do you call it? Not genitalia.
Yeah, genitalia works.
Genitalia. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For both men and women.
Sure.
Okay. It's just, this is it. And this is how I grew up.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I want to show you something.
Was that one of the first things you checked on all your dolls?
Well, you know, when you're dressing them and whatnot, you just notice, all Ken doesn't have what I got.
Right, exactly.
Right? Okay. Which? Now, throw up what I saw the other day. I want to ask you if you've seen this, or is this something common?
Hmm.
No.
Anatomically correct dolls.
I've never seen a penis.
I haven't either.
On a doll before.
I haven't.
Okay. And what you, and I dare to say, does this thing have tits?
A penis and breasts. So we went,
huh?
We just included it all. No, it's a baby.
Okay. Okay.
No, I think it's saying, hey, like you said, now you know your baby has what you have. It makes sense. It's not a sexual thing.
I know it's not a sexual thing, but what I'm saying is,
I know you're just used to.
I just, growing up, you had a baby, and you
nothing.
When you went to go change the diaper, you saw this, right? Now it's like, whoa, right? Isn't that a little bit of a wow? Hey, no, I mean, am I? Honest to God.
Well, also, do they make like circumcised and uncircumcised?
I don't know. What do you? That's uncircumcised.
Yeah.
And then, like, how do they determine that? Like, how are we going to determine what?
Well,
goes
I think
on
that's
the
part. That's part of the surprise. You open the package. We should have.
I thought that was really.
It's crazy. I've never seen that.
No, actually, I don't know where I got this. I got to find out. I got to do some research on where this photo came from. But I just found it a little striking that they were actually attaching genitalia to a baby doll. Again, it's just an observation.
But this is a good toy for kids. They like it. I like the surprise factor. Everything nowadays, have you noticed? Every kid's toy, it's about a surprise, not knowing what you're opening. Egg. The packets.
The LOL.
Right.
Okay. Now, without looking, don't look. Uh-huh. What age is this appropriate? Like, what do you think this is appropriate for?
I mean, it's probably five and up.
Do you remember when your daughter started playing with Barbies?
Yeah, I mean, she was younger. We had a ton of them around. I mean, she was probably like two or three
okay.
and we were playing with
three
it.
And up.
Three and up.
Three and up. You could get a
just a lot of little Ken, pieces, so
or otherwise known as 204.
Does he have that tattoo on his shoulder?
I don't know. Does he have tattoos? That's a good question. Does he have tattoos?
No.
No tattoos.
Barbie stands the test of time.
I got something that's going on with Caruso. I don't know if we told you about this. So he curls his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did I tell you this?
No.
He walks.
You cheating on me? You going to somebody else?
No.
Okay.
He walks on the knuckles of his feet.
Oh, yeah.
So there's not. It's not tippy toes.
Right. He does this?
Yeah.
But not all the time. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah. He just likes the feel of it.
I'm looking at this going, is... Like when your kid does something completely out of the blue like that, and it's not normal.
Yeah.
It's not. I've never seen a kid do this.
Yeah. He's closer to the gorilla species than the rest of us, primate species.
But that just to walk on your knuckles of your
can't
feet
feel good.
On hard tile.
Yeah, that seems like it would hurt.
And he has no he's just walking around.
Yeah.
I go, either we got to get this kid into the UFC or. He's got a high tolerance of pain, and I believe this kid's strength at this age is far. That's why I want to get him into a jujitsu. I want to see where he is. No, I'm like, I want to have him grapple with another 4-year-old,
and just to see,
Wow, this kid's on his way.
Yeah,
yeah. Because there's some people that play the piano at a young age. You go, wow, that's amazing. Right. I've never seen a 4-year-old play the piano like that. I want to get him on the ground.
Right. Another 4-year-old. He's the strongest man. Yeah,
because he's fighting me, and I'm like. And I'm going, I got to step it up because he's winning.
I think the ultimate test would be to throw a couple hundred Legos on the ground and make him walk across it. See if you could do it. And I'd like to see you race him on that. I hope you enjoyed genitalia and your dolls on this episode of Daddy vs. Doctor. No.
There you have it. Daddy versus Doctor. Had a great time sitting here with Dr. Cohen discussing all things pediatrics, as well as adding some humor to it all, because again, that's what we're here for. Parenting is supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be a job, although it's probably the hardest job you've ever had. We're here to give and shed light on why we are unbelievable dads.
The opinions expressed in this program are not intended as professional medical advice, as a diagnosis, as a treatment protocol, or as a substitute for professional medical advice from your physician. Please consider your own medical history and consult with your own physician for your specific healthcare and/or medical needs, and about your concerns for yourself and your family.